When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Connell McShane, we always check in with him on Fridays, the anchor of News Nation Live. Of course, 2 to 5 here Central Time. Connell, as always, good to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, hey, John.
You know, this story's been just percolating through my brain all week, but I haven't had the right person on to talk about it. We've been packed with other things. That's the way the news works these days. But this settlement between Donald Trump and his family, essentially, and the Department of Justice from a tax-related issue about the, illegal stealing of his tax records or publishing or leaking to the New York Times, and the settlement turns into an essentially an anti-weaponization fund by the Department of Justice. I know it's more detailed and there's a lot of nuance to this, but this story's blown up this week, and they're getting pushback on both sides on this, aren't they?
Yeah, that's why I don't think there's a tremendous amount of nuance. I mean, I think there's a lot of stories that we cover where there are multiple sides, and that's one of the things we pride ourselves on our show and network is trying to get all sides. But every now and again, there's one story like this that if it doesn't have one side, it has one that is far more prevalent than the others. And that's that no matter how you look at this, and by the way, when you speak to people who used to work for President Trump or, you know, private people who still support President Trump, and even now some Republicans in public, as hard as it is to do these days to speak out against President Trump or his administration, it's hard to see this any other way as just blatant and brazen corruption by the federal government and the Department of Justice, the presidential administration, and to some extent, even though he tries to separate himself from it, the president himself. I mean, think about it. You sue yourself. You settle the lawsuit essentially with yourself because now you're the president of the United States overseeing the IRS, the entity that which you sued, and then they come up with this fund as the settlement. Okay, well, who's the fund going to be for? Well, almost certainly, it's going to be for people who supported you and think that they were wronged because you put this, you basically say that, oh, well, if you think you were prosecuted for political reasons, you can apply and we'll appoint a 5-member board to decide who gets the payouts.
Right.
Todd Blanche, who's the acting AG, said, well, you know, it's not limited to just Republicans. It could be Democrats. Hunter Biden could apply. Everybody knows who is not only going to apply, but if this ever goes through, which I have my doubts as to whether it will. I think Republicans have too much to lose politically and will probably end up blocking it. But, you know, you have January 6th defendants, you have Steve Bannon, you have the Mike Lindell, the pillow guy. These types of people would end up with the money. And that is just something that, you know, even for this administration, people look at and be like, are you serious? Is this actually happening? And that's why I think it's probably likely that it at the end of the day, it won't happen.
There's a lot of things that I find improper or strange, or probably you can use a stronger word about it. But the fact that also it's not like, oh, this is money to cover legal fees. We don't know how much you could end up with people getting paid by our government for attacking our government and actually making out ahead on it, right? It's
yeah,
kind of a wild thing.
The government you attacked would be the one paying you out for some sort of wrong that they supposedly committed against you, and you were the one that stormed the Capitol, tried to overturn an election that the guy you're supporting, who was the one who filed the lawsuit, lost. I mean, the whole thing, there's literally, I mean, it's to the point where people, you have to look around and say, did I read this right? And the answer is, yeah, you are reading it right. That's exactly what it says. But again, supposedly there was a testy meeting when Todd Blanche was on Capitol Hill yesterday meeting with the Republicans. And there are a bunch of Republicans in the Senate especially, I think in the House as well. But, you know, I'd be surprised now at this point, even in this environment, if we don't see enough pushback where this gets drastically changed or just gets somehow completely dropped. I think what Congress is trying to figure out is what their jurisdiction is, how they can do that mechanically, you know, but they need to figure something out because the president is already unpopular, and that's hurting Republicans for the midterms. Everybody knows that. Just a question of how much damage has been done politically. I don't see any way where something like this wouldn't do further damage. And when you start hurting people's electoral prospects, that's when they start to take action, usually in Washington. So that's why I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see.
A lot of news outlets, and normally I don't mind when they round up numbers or reporting it as a $1.8 billion
one. Right, right, right.
But there is something I think even kind of that irks me a little bit, that they made it a $1.776 billion fund. And I feel like it should be reported as that, because obviously you're invoking the birth of our country and the Declaration of Independence on this fund that is not all that popular. And we should say it for what it is. It's a $1776 billion fund, and it's named that way for a reason.
No doubt that was on purpose, and no doubt not only to lead people back to, as you say, the birth of our country, about to celebrate its 250th birthday, 1776 to 2026, but almost definitely a nod to the so-called January 6th or Sixers, or whatever they call them, but the January 6th defendants, the rioters who stormed the Capitol, and we already saw the worst of the worst, the guy that was the Proud Boys guy saying, oh, yeah, I might get a few million dollars out of it, essentially. Mm-hmm. I think he was on a podcast the other day. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. And we cover a lot of crazy things on a day-to-day basis. And like I said at the start, there's a lot of other stories, even ones where, say the administration is accused of corruption, where you can see multiple sides. Like, I'll give an example. The stock trading that the president has been doing, right? So, there's a lot of people look at the movements, in especially tech stocks, in and out of his account in recent months, and say, boy, that doesn't seem right. Now, the president's argument is that he had nothing to do with it. Someone else, he has an outside money manager, is managing his money, and he's not involved in the decisions. Now, you can have a debate as to whether it's appropriate or not, and it should be, just in all treasury bonds and index funds and shouldn't be trading at all, or whatever you want to say. But there's a debate back and forth, and I know why people think that that is wrong or corrupt, but I also see or can hear the other side of the argument. In this case, I don't see the other side.
Yeah, and in this story, and then we'll move on here, but there's parts of it I can understand. First of all, the president, or if he wasn't the president, or any person who had their tax documents leaked illegally, and there's someone in jail for doing that, does have a recourse. The IRS has statutory obligation. You can sue and get money. That in and of itself, okay, that's fine. When you're the president then, and now you're suing your own Department of Treasury and the Department of Justice, who answers to you, I mean, not historically, but they do now answer to the president, that's a messy thing. And then, yes, the Department of Justice has been sued and has had to dole out money for improper claims that they've, or cases that they brought, or you can call weaponization, call whatever you want. They do pay out lawsuits and things. It's the way that it's all cobbled together in such a clear way that's so egregious.
Right, the way the settlement is carried out. No, I'm actually glad, John, you brought that up. It's a very good point because, for whatever you think of the whole story with the tax returns of the president, going back to the New York Times reporting on it and the leak, the leak itself, you can see why the person, no matter what the topic is, would be angry about their personal information being leaked. Take out anything you think about the president personally or his tax returns or whether he should have made them public or what was in them when they did, at least in part, become public. The idea that you have personal information, could be medical information, say, for example, or whatever it is, and you want to protect your privacy and someone leaks that to the media, you're angry about that leak and you want to have some recourse. Yes, but the idea that this is the way the government chooses to settle it with what is clearly a slush fund for only the president's supporters, and many of whom will see. Again, I just don't think it's ever going to happen. I would be surprised. But if it did, you know where the money's going to go, to these people that, quite frankly, I mean, just don't deserve it. There's no argument to be made that the January 6th defendants, if that's where it is, or, even people like Bannon or, like I said, Peter Navarro or Rudy Giuliani, whoever it is, Mike Lindell, that these are the people that have been so wronged and, Hunter Biden can apply. Fine. But the whole thing is just almost, it's like the kids say that this is they're gaslighting us now all the time. I never knew what that meant, but now over time, I'm starting to see, like, when you
gaslight
me, you're like, hey, am I the crazy one here or not? And then you talk, and I've had a number of conversations with Republicans, for example, this week, and I feel like, no, we're not the crazy ones, because to the man or woman, they've pretty much been like, yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, we only got about a minute and a half left. The one thing that I'm watching for, I'm sure you will over the next couple of weeks and months, is as we have Bill Cassidy now, he's not going to be a senator after the general election or after the new Congress next year.
Yep.
You got Tom Tillis as well. You might be adding, of course, John Cornyn to that list. Mitch McConnell's already probably part of it. There is an interesting little, perhaps, resistance that the Republican Party is going to have to deal with in the Senate for the rest of this year.
Yeah, it's almost like the midterms came early. They were talking about the control of the Senate and the House will go to the Democrats. The president, I think, will have challenges on certain issues, like politically difficult votes, in getting his agenda through between now and January of next year, and then maybe even more difficulty depending on how the elections go in November. But yeah, incentive-wise, if you're Cornyn or you're Tillis or any of these guys that he went out to get, you know, on certain issues, you're going to be like, no, I don't think so. I'm not going with them this time. Why would I? So I think that will make it that will be a big challenge. We saw it on war powers in the Senate, and you know, we would have seen it in the House, but they pulled it because it probably would have passed last night, and they're putting it off for a while. The Speaker Mike Johnson, but we'll probably see it on some other issues as well.
Yeah, probably not judges. I'm sure that they'll toe the line there.
Right.
You know, but it'll be certain sticky things that they're just like, yeah, I'm not going to, I don't owe you anything at this point anymore. All right, Connell, I appreciate your time. We'll be watching today. Have a great weekend, and you'll be back with John Williams next week, okay?
Sounds good, John. Always good to talk to you.
You too. Connell McShane, anchor of News Nation Live, Comcast 223, DirecTV 307, Dish Network 207.